smoker.
Now's the time for North Korea to end the kind of belligerent approach that they've been taking.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in South Korea, a stone's throw away from North Korea and all of the threats from Kim Jong-un. And what will happen next, nobody really knows. We know what's happening here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this wonderful nation as we look toward North Korea and a possible test, another missile test, and nukes and where they'll reach and just how far the new leader will go to provoke the rest of the world. Lots of controversy. And you have a UN's chief message to Kim Jong-un talking about the fact that it's time to put away the rhetoric and back off or else. It was a direct message from the United Nations Secretary General to focus less on making threats against the United States and more on improving conditions for his own people, enhance the living standard of what's happening there with them when they are suffering from economic difficulty, do more for eventual peace and reunification. I say fat chance for that. It certainly doesn't seem that way based on everything that's happened in the past, the mistrust and everything else, and what's going on right now. The real question is just how far will this go before there is a war? And if there is a war, that's it for North Korea. But we're fully involved in it if that should happen. So this is why you and this is why I care about what's going on in Korea in general, because of what we have invested there. And I think it's nothing to ignore, which is why even the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, is saying that he's not taking any chances. He doesn't want to be the fool who doesn't take it seriously. And that's why John Kerry is there, because this is a situation that really could explode. Pentagon intelligence suggests that North Korea may have the ability to deliver a nuke on a missile, has set off a really craziness within the Pentagon. The Pentagon's intelligence arm assessed it with moderate confidence, is what they're calling it, that they do have that, they do have the ability to deliver a weapon with a ballistic missile. So this was really first disclosed at a hearing on Thursday, then confirmed, and the United States calculates that a test launch of a ballistic missile could come at any time, but there, when is it that they would do it or run the test? They don't know for sure, but there's been some dramatic threats against the United States and South Korea in the last couple of weeks. So John Kerry's trip includes a stop to China and Japan, and it comes when all these countries have new leaders. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we will lighten the load. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to dip into movies, movies, movies. Yes, what's playing at the movies, and also DVDs, because a lot of times you don't want to spend the bucks. You want to kick up and check out a few DVDs for some movies that you might have missed. Speaking of missing, Tiger Woods has kind of been flying under the radar. He's the guy that you look for to win a lot of the majors, including the Masters, and he has a pocket full of green jackets. But he's dying to win another one. So shooting a 70, being within striking distance of the leaders, is a pretty good start to his Masters, and it's not lost on Tiger Woods himself.
I feel like I putted well today. There were some, I left myself some pretty good little par saves, and I was able to make those. And, you know, you just gotta continue hitting greens and continue putting them all in the right spots. I'll just go out and just play. You know, we got a long way to go. And, just go out there and just play the shot for shot. This golf course is gonna change dramatically by tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, it's gonna be very, very different than it is right now. And, you know, just gotta make the adjustments.
Yeah, absolutely. He knows that it's a shot-by-shot, day-by-day thing. Sergio Garcia, by the way, shot a 66 for the lead, and he is tied with another golfer at this point in the early going, and that's Mark Leishman of Australia. The course looks very, very fine, almost like you could skate on some of those greens. So will Tiger Woods win his fifth Masters? Sergio Garcia, could he win? Sure, anyone could win at this point. And then there was also a wild thing that happened at the start, including a tee shot that knocked a beer out of a spectator's hands. I think that we have what that spectator had to say about it. And if we could, we'll roll that. This is Dave Sims.
Caught it in his beer. How about that? We catch in the beer. That's a lot.
He was pretty calm about it, wasn't he?
Do it every day.
All right. In the beer. And in that one, that was a ball in the beer, but it made me laugh, and it was very similar to the reaction, although it was the Masters, so they're very subdued in their clapping or in their reaction to it. But in one, the beer was knocked out of a spectator's hand, and another, somebody caught a baseball in their cup, and the common denominator is the beer, because we're into the second week in Major League Baseball, so a lot happening in the world of sports, without a doubt. Also, quickly, in Washington, it was a thumbs-up vote to continue. The Senate says the debate, to open up the debate on the gun legislation, got more than the 60 needed, 68 votes, in fact. And this is just on debating this further. And this is the Senate. Now what happens in the House is a completely different thing. So in the gun debate, it absolutely moves forward for what it's worth and what will be included in it, what won't be included in it. This is one to watch. I think that was part of the problem for a lot of people, is what's being left out and what do we not know about that could come back for in the face of responsible gun owners who don't want to see something slip in there or see rights erode away without a true definition of what's included in this gun deal, what's included in this bill. All right, kick back, because we're taking you to the movies next for our cheap movie review. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. The Sorcerer and the White Snake is an ancient Chinese fable about a woman demon who falls in love with a mortal. Brought to life through the latest advances in CGI, this fantasy film stars Jet Li. On a stormy Saturday afternoon, six students from Crestview Academy begin to meet horrible fates as they serve out their detentions. Is a fellow student to blame? Or perhaps Crestview's alleged ghosts are behind these horrible acts? Bad Kids Go to Hell is directed by Matthew Spradlin and stars Judd Nelson and Ben Browder. Jennifer's 13th birthday is supposed to be a special day, but what starts out as a day of celebration quickly spirals into the most ill-fated day Jennifer wishes she could forget. This ensemble comedy is set entirely in the kitchen. Hyde Park and the Hudson is the story of the love affair between FDR and his distant cousin, Margaret Stuckley, centered around the weekend in 1939 when the King and Queen of the United Kingdom visited upstate New York. This romantic comedy stars Bill Murray. TV series out on Blu-ray and DVD this week include Kelsey Grammer in Boss Season 2 and Merlin Season 5. This week's cult classic is for the ultimate Bond fan in your house. Just released is the complete Secret Agent Collection, 50 Years of Bond, James Bond. All the movies in one box set from Dr. No to Skyfall. There's been some great musical artists having recorded theme songs to the franchise over the last 50 years. Shirley Bassey, Tom Jones, Paul McCartney and Wings, Carly Simon, Rita Coolidge, Sheena Easton, Aha, just to name a few. This year, Adele won the Academy Award for Best Song. Only one song has ever made it to number one on the charts. Duran Duran, A View to a Kill. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, as always, fabulous job by Jack from Down Under. Boy, I am the James Bond fan. Anything Bond, I like it, so I will definitely check that out, Mr. Jack. In the movie theaters, highly anticipated, we do have baseball back after all, so people are talking about this movie, and I think it's going to do quite well, called 42.
My daddy left us. I was only 6 months older than you are now. I don't remember him. You will remember me.
Jackie Robinson, a black man in white baseball.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
In my heart.
Think about the abuse that he's going to take.
Your enemy will be out in force, but you cannot meet him on his own low ground.
What you gonna do if one of these pictures throws through your head?
I'll duck.
Mark my words and circle this date. Negroes are gonna run the white man straight out of baseball.
This ain't the America I know. You hear me?
They need you. They would be ashamed.
If Robinson can help us win, then he is going to play on this ball club.
You don't belong here, and you never will.
Get off the field.
Brooklyn Dodgers ain't changing our way of living.
Where are we down?
You are not the only one with something at stake here.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
You give me a uniform. You give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
I father, I whip and dodge of them. I jack, I rob, I send. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen.
I'm just a ball player.
You a hero.
Why don't you look in the mirror? This is a white man's game.
I'm not going anywhere! I'm right here!
I'm a Brooklyn boy. I may take some getting used to.
Maybe tomorrow we'll all wear 42.
All right, self-explanatory, talking about Jackie Robinson and breaking the color barrier and what that was like and everything else that that seems to entail in this movie. And it looks to be, and I've talked to some people who have seen the actual premiere of it, to be a pretty good movie, well-made movie. It was 1946 when that little piece of history was made. All right, we seg from 42 to a movie that just keeps on giving. Scary Movie, this time Scary Movie 5.
Kendra?
What?
There's someone out there!
Front door, open.
Someone's
front
in the house!
Open.
Okay.
Front door,
okay.
Open.
They broke in!
Just stay calm.
Shower
door, I want you to
open.
Stay calm.
Okay.
Underwear door,
shut the hell up!
No need for that, bitch.
Bitch!
In this family...
Who's the cutest baby in the world?
Little baby Aiden.
Oh, jeez.
Something paranormal is happening.
I feel like there's something in this house. Baby, I heard something.
There's nothing to worry about. It's just...
Man, that's a lot of pain.
And the only way to stop the activity...
Blaine Fulda, professional psychic.
I'm going to have to get some of your personal belongings here. Just so I can run up for ghost and demon residue.
Hey, this is stealing.
Demon's got my fist, man.
Is to solve the mystery.
We gonna get to the bottom of this quick.
I was told you needed a dream extraction. This tube goes in your mouth, and the other one goes in your rectum.
Okay, it's in. Hang on. I'm sorry. That one goes in your mouth, and the other one goes in your rectum.
Wait, how do we know who's a witch?
Well, it's simple. Who wants to hurt you?
What time is it? That late time. A psychic told me a witch is out to get me.
There's always some ballerina who won't give up the spotlight. I danced the swan when I was pregnant with you.
This is not ballet.
Show the hell ain't.
I found security.
security footage that the old owners left behind. This might have some answers.
Did you hear that? I'm so scared.
Lindsay, sweetie, there's nothing to be scared of.
I gotta call you back, man.
I've come back from worse than this.
Scary movie.
All right, Scary Movie 5 might be better as a rental. To the Wonder is our next flick.
My sweet love. My hope.
You're everything to me. Speak with me.
Love is not only a feeling. Love is a duty. To commit yourself is to run the risk of failure. A risk of betrayal. But the man who makes a mistake can repent. You fear your love has died. It perhaps is waiting to be transformed into something higher. Awaken the love which sleeps in each man, each woman. Know each other in that love that never changes.
I'll love you forever.
All right, that's our last one for this movie review. And as I said, To the Wonder looks pretty interesting. This could be worth a rental. Maybe if you like these kind of movies, Rachel McAdams is in it, Ben Affleck, Javier Bardem is in it, and it's about a couple they meet in France, move to Oklahoma to start a life together where they have all these problems because of being exiled and things that ultimately are thrown in their path. So it's set up as kind of a love story, if you will. Could score some big points with the missus, the girlfriend, or another female in your life. Don't know. Still think that probably most of these, other than 42, I would probably wait for rental. If you go to the movies and you want to do a cheap review for us, you could win a fabulous prize. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 31. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
All right, big deal when it comes to guns. There was the vote to move forward in the Senate. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking about the vote.
I hope that when it comes to the House, we can have a vote. The American people deserve a vote. The American people want a vote.
Let them vote. I say let them vote. Why not? You know, it's interesting. There's been a lot of emotion the last week and debate over the guns in general and the families, many of the families from the Sandy Hook shooting also on hand. And so two U.S. senators, a Democrat and a Republican, announced that they worked out that compromise. And then there you go. That was Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey. So now they get the Senate debate on gun legislation, and what happens in the House is a much different story, I think. And the two spaces and the vote, they would all have to meld together for it to become a law in the first place. And I don't know that I see that. I don't know that I see that happening. There still is a lot of room to go through what has been debated and what has happened with the potential of changing the laws on how you buy a gun, how you go about buying a gun, and how you exchange guns with family members, too. So it's absolutely the thing to watch to see what the vote is and what happens in the other chamber of Congress. We're going to zig and zag a couple of different directions here for odds and ends for this segment on ATN. And I don't want to shut everybody out. Remember, you can be a part of the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, the question is, when we talk about background checks, are you of the mind that what's the harm? What's the diff? You're going to get a gun and you're going to be Mr. or Miss law-abiding citizen, then go through the extensive check. Or, no, this is invasive, this is ridiculous, and it's more money, more red tape, and a waste of time, and it's not going to save anyone's lives. I think it's pretty clear there's no in-between with this. It's either one or the other. There really is there's no in-between. Either you think we need these stricter regs on it, or you think that no responsible people will ultimately do what they should do with guns, and then you're going to have some people that aren't responsible, and then you've got the people who want to harm people that have guns, that threaten people with guns. Now, I have a good friend of my mother's, great lady, who has been in our lives for, I don't know, I'm going to say 20 years. And she grew up in Northeast Philadelphia. When she was a teenager, her father was coming home one night, stopped at a red light. Somebody came up to the car, the window was open, and said, "Give me all your money." It stuck a gun in his face, and he gave him all the money. But then he was shot anyway. He, in one sense, was lucky he survived, but he was paralyzed as a result of it and didn't live very long. Died when he was, you know, 40 years old, died at exactly 40 years old. So there's an example of the criminals in that same kind of area, which isn't necessarily a rough area, but this is many years later. A jeweler is a neighborhood jeweler. Everybody likes the neighborhood jeweler. Oh, he's so great. And he helps people and he sponsors a baseball team and he's the typical neighborhood guy and people go to him for whatever they need with their jewelry. Robbers come in, two guys with guns start to scuffle around demanding things and go looking for the wife, knowing that there's someone downstairs. Then a gunfight ensues. They had a gun, though, so the husband, the owner of the jewelry store, shot back when the two criminals had the guns and shot at him. As a result, he died. So that store is no more. They closed it, but he saved his wife. Because he did have a gun and he was able to use it, and one of the bad guys, if you will, was killed too in the shootout between the two of them, and the other one is in prison. So, you know, you have to look around you and hear the personal stories and just decide for yourself where you stand on it. So the senators agree to start debate on gun safety measures. Now they've renamed it. It's not so much gun control. Gun safety. Gun safety measures. As after being pressed by the shooting victims, relatives of Americans that were killed in gun violence, the Senate will consider the new law that had faced the threat of filibuster by the Republicans. And the vote is pretty much what you would think. 68 yes, 50 were Democrats, 16 Republicans. Of course, 60 needed to pass. 31 no, 2 Democrats, 29 Republicans. Only one didn't vote, and that's the way that it went down. And it's also easy to break down where the vote went and where some of the no votes went. And there were some interesting statistics to look at. The no votes, the votes, yes. And you had a lot of yes certainly had a lot of yes votes. And I could go through the list. I actually went through the list to look, like Lindsey Graham, Jeff Flake. No. And looking at David Vitter and or yes votes. Yes, yes, yes. And then the no votes included some interesting Democrats on it. So it's kind of a mix. Ted Cruz was a no vote. John Cornyn was a no vote. Roy Blunt was a no vote. Charles Grassley, of course, Iowa, no vote. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, a no vote. Mike Lee, a no vote. Marco Rubio, a no vote. Jeff Sessions in Alabama and Shelby, the two Alabama senators, no votes to debate it because they don't want to debate on this at whatsoever. And then the Democrats were some of the obvious people. Barbara Boxer, yes, of course. Max Baucus, yes, of course. The, like Lamar Alexander, he from Tennessee, Republican, he was a yes vote. And I mentioned that there were 16. So Tom Coburn from Oklahoma was a yes vote. Graham was a yes vote. Jeff Flake was a yes vote. And that's a mixture of some of the Republicans. And even Pat Toomey, the Republican out of Pennsylvania, was a yes vote. And then the Reeds, the Murrays, those kind of people naturally voted yes. So, you know, there's going to be debate on it. And I don't think the debate thing is such a bad idea anyway. Let's try out more things and get people to understand where we are with guns. But I think if somebody who is a criminal wants to get a gun, they can get a gun. As a quick side note to that, Rick Warren, a very sad Pastor Rick, he lost his son over the weekend. Last weekend, he committed suicide. And Rick Warren tweeted, because people wanted to know, that his son killed himself with an unregistered gun purchased through the internet. And he's been tweeting about his grief since his son committed suicide. And he said he forgives whoever sold the weapon. It's illegal in California to buy a gun without a background check, and purchasers are supposed to register their guns. Defacing a gun's serial number is a federal offense. The son of Rick Warren had struggled with depression for a long time. So they set up a mental health fund in his memory, which is a good thing, to try to maybe help somebody else. But they tried to do everything they could. And just what's interesting is serial numbers were missing. It was an unregistered gun. He got it through the internet. Because people were curious as to how, you know, was he somebody who was a regular shooter, or what happened? How did he have that gun? How did he get the gun in the first place? And just one quick side note, somebody sent me a link to this, but they've got emails now that are starting to come out of that show a history of illness in Adam Lanza's family. They talk about a genetic disorder that killed his grandfather and whatnot, and these were private chats. Nancy Lanza said her son had been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, which is a sensory perception disorder that prevented him from recognizing pain and led him to not want any physical touch. And there were hundreds of emails that show that doctors had no explanation for the autoimmune disorder that killed Nancy Lanza's grandfather in just 6 weeks. They say they found lesions on the brain. And what's interesting is, was there anything that would cause him to self-destruct? Was he carrying anything that came from his family? Hang with us. We're still hitting that road next as we're kicking the can to the other side.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are a baby.
All right, coming up. For all of you, we're going to check the mailbag. Man, you blow me away with the email. Don't be shy about calling. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But first, are you shocked by the story the IRS doesn't think reasonable expectation of privacy applies to your emails? Are you stunned? Are you stunned? Now, let me say, as somebody who is kind of a student of the law, in 2010, there was an appeals court judgment that was held in the United States versus Warshak that email was protected by the Fourth Amendment and that government agents should obtain a probable cause warrant from a court before compelling any kind of email providers to hand over users' messages, regardless of whether they were stored on a server for more than 180 days. So, you know, now, of course, convenient ruling. It's inconsistent, confusing, and uncertain. IRS emails obtained by the ACLU show that the IRS avoided having to always get a warrant by continuing to exploit the ECPA loophole, which basically means, through the gobbledygook, that they can get their hands on emails older than 180 days with an administrative subpoena. You just show up at the, you know, you, which basically means showing that the information they're looking for is relevant to an ongoing investigation. Oh, my, oh, my. How many people, raise your hand, if think that nothing of yours has been read ever? I see with my special infrared glasses that nobody has their hands up. Nobody has their hands up, although it's creepy to think of that, isn't it? The IRS reading your email. All right, upon further review, it is time. I have decreed to go and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. And so this one comes to us from Jacob, who is listening to us in Texas. I don't want to be confused with the other Jake, so I said Jacob, but most people call me Jake. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to you now for quite some time. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but a California kid died after he was hit with a softball during gym class. It's interesting because we're talking about in New Hampshire doing away with kickball, and now you have a kid who dies because he was hit with a softball, and it was just kind of an improvised softball game that he was in the middle of.
Those things are big.
I was just going to say that. Those things are big.
And not soft.
Yes. If somebody chucked it at you hard enough, maybe there is that chance. Certainly, it was an accidental thing, and it's too bad, but it's a freaky accident thing. You just can't treat kids, and they didn't do it in this case. You can't treat kids like they're pieces of china, or you're going to be keeping that china in your house for a very long time. Let's put it that way, a very long time. Come on now. All right, here's another one. This one from Carl. Hello, America. Tonight have seen a couple of really funny stories, meant to clip them and send them to you. But I did happen to read in one of the New York papers about a Chicago woman who fought a parking fine that really got out of hand and ended up being more than $100,000. Jennifer Fitzgerald filed a lawsuit last year against the city over $105,000 worth of tickets that police piled up on her car. The car was left for nearly 3 years in a parking lot at O'Hare International Airport. How does that happen? I bet a lot of the airport parking, if you were there an exorbitant amount of time, that car would be towed because they would mark it. I think they would mark it. So that's surprising that even that much time. Whew, very surprising. Speaking of surprising, it was Liz that turned me on to the 42-inch rattlesnake. What do you do when you wake up and realize that there's a 42-inch rattlesnake staring back at you? I think somebody intentionally left it out, and that's how that snake ended up where it ended up. And, of course, it's dangerous. Ooh, even hearing the rattle of the snake is something else. Whew. Nasty. It's like the death rattle. Big time. Let's move on to, let's see here, Jenny says, Masters, I heard you say the other day, it's the toughest ticket in sports to get. Oh, amen, sister, it was so hard. My husband finally got tickets. I tried forever to get him and surprise him, and I could not get in. Even knowing a few of the right people, it is just that tough. You are correct. And there are certain rules and regulations you have to follow or they might boot you out. All right, speaking of the Masters has a couple of interesting people in the lead. Sergio Garcia, one of them. Mark Leishman of Australia is number two. They are neck and neck. And Garcia matched his best score at the Masters on Thursday at 666. No bogeys on his card. That makes a difference, starting off as hard as you can so that you don't drop back beyond the pack. And so you have Leishman, and then you have Tiger Woods a couple of strokes after that. He's looking for his fifth green jacket, and he had a shot at the start, a tee shot that knocked a cup of beer out of a spectator's hands. You know, they always have to practice their decorum, and I guarantee there were people that wanted to laugh out loud when they saw that happening. I mean, they wanted to burst a seam when that happened. So anything on moving day is possible. After heading into the weekend, you get into the weekend, and really, Rory McIlroy, there's so many people that could be contenders for this Masters, and it's not always the usual suspects. People think big name, big name, big name, but that's not always the case. Sometimes somebody slips in and the field is pretty wide open. Pretty wide open, and there's some interesting couples around. Rory McIlroy, the Irish dude winning everything backwards and forwards, and his fiance, Carolyn Wozniacki, who's also on hand, and there are other people that are there to cheer on their golfer friend or to walk the course with them or whatever it might be. They have that par 3 tournament, and there were a few people that turned some heads, including Wayne Gretzky's daughter, who's all very much grown up now, and she was out at the tournament because that just started. And the prestige of winning the Masters certainly can't be said enough. It's more than, a green jacket and a check. It's the storied history of the Masters, which is why it's such a hard ticket to get, because even if somebody's not a golf fan and they're a sports fan, they want to be in the center of the action. All right, here's another one. This one from The Lip. You gotta like this. Yo, Kate. I always hear you giving a big shout-out to various parts of New Jersey, though. So I thought I'd give a shout-out to you. Love, 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 love the show. It looks pretty tough, Augusta. If you were invited to play there, would you go and play there? Well, yes. If I was invited to go there, of course. And they do have that where they pick numbers in the lottery system for people in the media covering the Masters who want to stay and actually get a shot at playing the course, because they don't open it up very much to the public.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.